Alrighty.
Bitch. Alright, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Damn, watch your mouth.
What you mean by that? What'd I say?
What did you say?
What'd I say?
You said the B word.
I said y'all ready.
No, I heard you say damn bitch or something over there.
Darren, watch your mouth.
Wow. You That's know what? Crazy.
You know what? I quit.
You can't quit. Nobody's hired.
I'm hired in my head.
I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. Nice.
Thanks, y'all.
Sure.
Okay. I don't have, like, an opening segment or anything.
You don't?
I have a game.
A game?
Mm-hmm. We haven't done one of those in a minute.
Right.
I hope it's not a rule game.
God damn it.
It's a rule game.
Man, bro, why would you do that to me? Okay, we ain't done one of them in a minute. It's a new one? Oh, shoot.
Let's do that last, so if I get mad, I can just drive away.
Okay. And then... See what else I got.
Have you listened to Metro's new album?
I have not yet.
Really? Dude, it's good.
Besides the one with the Kendrick Lamar diss, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little hurt. I'm like, dang Kendrick, dang Kid I. Look.
He low-key ate, though.
He low-key did eat. And that's why I'm just like, you know what?
Right. Like, damn, you have to confront Dre like that.
I literally had to listen to First Person Shooter right after that. Because I'm like, oh, J. Cole literally, like, he literally, like, shouted you out. And like at one point in the song.
I don't know what their beef is. I wonder what it is.
I don't know either, but apparently Drake and Future is over a girl, so.
I'll say, because they didn't drop their second album together, right? They're supposed to drop like a second collab album.
Were they?
Yeah.
I did not. We were robbed. Not
right.
Just because I'm funny. Because What a Time to Be Alive was a good album.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know if this is even factual or not, but the reason why there isn't another one coming out, because they're planning on having another one, is because Drake decided to do the album with 21 Savage and just told Future, like, yeah, nah, it's not happening type thing. And then Future was like, nah, fuck that shit.
Mm.
And then ever since then, they've been beefing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I think her loss, that was the one with 21 Savage, right?
Yeah. It barely had him anyway. He might as well just call it a Drake
but that's album. That's the thing. Like, even in her loss, they're like doing some stuff where like they're making it, I think, pretty prompt, like obvious that they're dissing on Future. And he wasn't having it. So he pretty much said, like, nah, forget this whole entire thing we were supposed to do. Like, nah, forget that. It ain't happening no more.
Damn, that's crazy. It's crazy that this isn't even, like, time relevant, but I really want J. Cole and Drake to drop a song now. Like, I want them to clap back, like, some right. shit.
But, you know, the only thing Drake did, he like, spoke, because he just performed with Lil Wayne somewhere, and then he, like, spoke on it. He was like, he's going to keep his head up high and things like that. I'm just like, if you don't go to the studio, like you sit there and diss on, like, you diss on Air Female, because you sat there and dissed on Meg. You diss Rihanna. You be dissing all these females, but when the dude wanna come at you, you not in the studio making your music. Okay, that's just
get in the studio, Drake.
And like I could talk about artists going in the studio, cause my girl been working. So
Right. I seen that. She
been working. So I like y'all can't even be like, oh, and then she just got got in the top 10 of Billboard this week.
Mm.
With Enough. That's the song, Enough.
Enough. It's not the one with the
not the Missy Elliott one, it's the other one.
No, the one that was sampled with
Missy
Slum Gods.
Well,
that's Enough?
That's Like What?
Oh, Like What? Oh.
Well, like, it's sampled, it's really sampled from Missy Elliott, because he got, sampled from Missy Elliott, and, you know, he sampled from Missy Elliott when he did the song, and, you know, she sampled from Missy Elliott when she did hers. Right. But she dropped another song, like, after that, it was a song she, like, previewed when she was in the studio and all that, So yeah, she dropped that. And then that's the same week she dropped that. You know that Flo Millie song, Never Lose Me?
Mm-hmm.
She did a remix with SZA on that song. So
damn.
She had two songs come out that week. And then this past week, she had a feature with Shakira.
Yeah, she grinding.
Right. And she said that her album coming out soon. So I think I got to get my coins right. Because, yeah.
You never know. She might come to ATL.
She better. That's how I feel about it.
Man, I wish my artist would fucking come go anywhere except fucking Vegas.
You talking about Bruno?
Yeah, that motherfucker stays in Vegas, bro. Yeah.
And you know he going through some stuff now too because of the home they said the gambling thing.
Yeah, apparently that was like that. They were just rumors and they were denied, like by the casino.
Ooh.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, that shit was crazy. When I read that, I was like, what?
Right.
Nah, man. Rumors be ruining everything though. Like even if it isn't true, like you just
they
it
do.
Just it messes everything up.
Yeah.
I was like,
damn, Bruno. Now you, I was low key wanting it to be true because I'm like, he's gonna have to drop an album,
right?
He's gonna have to go crazy now,
right?
You just want this man to drop his album, huh?
Right, bro? It's been years. It's been 4 years.
Don't talk about years for no album. Cause I'm going on six. I don't want to hear that.
That's crazy.
Right.
At least years like drops. Motherfucker doesn't drop anything.
That's true. But like normally she would drop like one like main song a year. So for her to have done like two like main songs back to back like that, I'm like, okay.
Okay, and it's crazy that she really pops off because she's like still relevant. Like it's crazy. Like right. People like that like have one really good album and then you know don't really like stay up to beat. Like they right. just get lost.
But you know they claim she's like fell off, but like I don't think she's fell off.
She hit top 10 Billboard, then yeah,
right.
Definitely not.
Right. Like, yeah. Because she made number 9 on the thing.
I don't know. Because whenever I see Nicki talking, there comes the Cardis. I'm like, damn, yeah. Like, y'all really, this beef is real.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently, like, because I'm on, like, social media, TikTok, and all that. Like, mm-hmm. like female rap TikTok. And apparently, the Cardi fans and the Megan Thee Stallion fans are beefing right now. But it's just like, dang, like y'all was just supporting each other. I don't know what happened.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Fan bases go wild.
They do. And I hate Stan Twitter. Like I genuinely hate it. Cause why are you making your whole like your whole profile based off of one person that does not know you exist?
Real.
See, that's the thing I never understood about any, like, fan pages like that.
Like...
Because, like, I know some people, like, did fan pages about Markiplier, did fan pages about these big people, YouTubers, content creators, doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
Like, I've seen fan pages about Robert Downey Jr. and all this. It's like I get you like this dude, but at the same time, why are you so obsessed?
Like, right. You're literally making everything. Like, your whole... Everything is about them. Like, it... Literally, like, your niche is them.
And, like... Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, you know? Like, you are allowed to like your artists. You're allowed to love your artists.
Right.
You're allowed to be obsessed with them, too.
Right.
But don't make it your whole personality.
Right. Yeah, right. That's annoying. I'm sorry.
It's like, don't make that be, like, your one, like, topic to only talk about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go telling us, like, a lot of stuff about Cardi and be like, oh, this is what happened this is what happened with that.
Right.
And you don't tell us a lot about Bruno, and I don't even know what my artist is just yet. But my point is, you have the right to be obsessed and like your own, like, whoever you like, but just, like, don't make it your personality. Don't make it to the point where you feel like you need to dedicate a whole page to
right.
that person.
Right.
You know, like in these edits where they're like, oh, you know, or just like with actors, you know, like with Tom Holland or Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Salamander. I don't know what the fuck his name is.
Oh, you were right the first time, but yeah.
Anyway, like with him, it's just like you see like these edits of that. It's freaking Hutcherson. The
Josh Hutcherson.
Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, the
PETA.
The guy.
Was that
from
the one that died?
Huh?
No, I'm thinking of someone else.
The guy from FNAF.
What's that girl's
name? The guy from what's that movie called, bro?
FNAF hurts. Just like, cause he's also known in.
What is that lady? What is that actress's name? Like, and her brother died.
Darren, do you know the movie The Bridge to Terabeth? Starts with the T.
The movie when you're a child. It's like starts with a Z or something.
Oh yeah, Zathura.
Oh, Zathura.
That
Zathura,
one, yeah. The main guy from that.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Right. Neither. It's Josh Hutcherson.
Hutchinson. I said Hutcherson.
Yeah.
Gosh,
that's a football player.
The more you know. But like with stuff like that, like the whole entire trend with the song with Flo Rida.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the whistle.
Yeah. It's just like
whistle, baby.
I understand why people do this because they like the person, but at the same time, I guess to me, I never understood the fact of dedicating one like specific platform to it.
Right.
You know?
And like you're just updating everything about them. Like, especially like if they're an artist, like when they like you're like they're posting like all about their like stats and stuff, like when it comes to their music, like where they fall on the charts and all that. Like, it's just
like, don't get me wrong, like I'm glad that you're able to do that. I'm impressed, mind you. But like, just why? I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody just tweeted like, oh, this person just came out of this restaurant. This person is on this street, you know?
Right.
It just, to me, it's giving whole, like freaking stalker vibes.
Right.
I don't know. That just might be me.
What I don't like, and I don't mind like fan bases, you know, loving your creator and all that. And you know, if you want to dedicate a page to them, you know what? You do you. That's not me though.
Right.
And the thing that I hate though is when they like, when they sexualize them. They're like, oh my god, he's so hot. Or like, like what they do with Gojo. If you know.
Oh, I hate when they do it to characters.
Yeah.
I hate that.
They did like, it like, they do it to animals.
Like, I get it. I get it. They're like hot and stuff. But like, when you say stuff like, JB, you might have to get this out or like bleep this. But like, when you say like stuff like, please, like, rip my like.
That's crazy.
Dude, that's crazy. I guarantee you, you go to any like Gojo, Eddie, whatever. That's like the guy from JJK.
Uh-huh.
If you look in the comments, that literally that's all it is.
Because I know some people were also like freaking fantasizing over the saber-toothed tiger in Ice Age.
How do you look all that?
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Don't say that. Don't say. Jamie, cut that out.
No, for real.
He don't.
But well, it's not the look that gets you.
Is it the personality?
It's the charm, the voice, the personality. It's just everything. And that's what gets people going. I'm being so for real. Ask JB.
That's true.
Dang.
People go crazy for
that. Just hear, like, if you were to watch one episode of Gojo in it, it's just something about it, man. It's just like, you understand immediately as to why people are obsessed with
it. No, it is crazy. Y'all want me to read some?
If it's too inappropriate, just bleep it out or something, or take it out.
I mean, you could just,
or try to censor it.
And they don't say anything like crazy, but it's just like you have to really think about it.
Okay.
So someone said it started flicking itself. Someone said
the fact that we all just got that.
Someone said my fingers are getting tired. I'm not a waitress, but I'll take his tip. Like, you know, take. Like
oh,
give me your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready like a carnival. Bro, these motherfuckers go crazy, bro. Oh, look, here's a wholesome comment. Gojo watches respectfully.
Oh. Even then, that sounded sick.
He said the carnival got me playing games on it for real.
Ooh.
That's all right. I'm done. Going to withhold a little bit of that. But that just shows, like, that's crazy. like, bro. Like, digital footprint is real.
No,
these motherfuckers will find you.
I'm not surprised that somebody would make an edit about Scooby.
Scooby is crazy.
Scooby-Doo? They did one about the freaking saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, true.
In Ice Age. whatever the his name is.
Diego? Really?
Diego, yes, dude. People are obsessed with Diego. I don't know. I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
I don't know.
You know what I really hate? I hate, like, when they fall for, like, the the, like, emo, like, character, like, the introvert, if you will. Like you know what I'm talking about. Like a Sasuke type of vibe, you know? Like, Sasuke from Naruto, like, that type of, like, people go crazy over those types of
that's
people.
That's true. I think that's literally what Gojo is.
No, Gojo's different than that.
I mean, but he's not all, like, actually, yeah, never mind.
No, Gojo is completely different from Sasuke.
That's like Megumi.
That's Megumi, exactly. Megumi?
Yeah.
Do people go crazy over him?
No, because he's a teen.
Good. That hasn't stopped him before.
So they have limits in some places, but no. Not when it comes to animals.
Just wait.
Okay. I feel like there probably are people that do that, yeah. And that just have, no self-respect at all.
No, actually,
it just isn't, like, as pronounced because people are obsessing over Gojo.
When I used to have my... You remember when I used to tell y'all about my little games and shit, like, with those online people? It was this one girl. She had, like, a crush on... It was a Total Drama Island character. But, like, she was, like, obsessed with him. Like...
Him?
Yeah.
Which one?
Was
it Alejandro?
It wasn't from the original cast. It was from the Revenge of the Island cast.
Oh, is it the one that could change multiple personalities?
No, not even Mike. It was Scott. The farmer guy that was, like, the villain.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, she was, like... Because, you know, they would, like, because when we would play the games, we would have to, like, play as, like, a character. She would always, like, play as him, like, but then, like, that's, you know, but you know how, like, people, like, create, like, their own original characters and stuff like that, like, OCs and shit? Mm-hmm. She, like, would create an OC, and, like, her OC was, like, dating him. Like, yeah, like, she would go as far as that. Like,
oh my. That's a little crazy. Yeah. That's actually not a little crazy.
I want to also say, like, don't let our reactions or our comments affect anything. You do you.
You know what? Yeah, you do you. If you
just don't let me be a part of it.
Yeah.
Joking aside, though, no shame. Do what you gotta do, but, like, at least know your limits, because certain things should not be up to that point. But you know what?
But, like, whatever you do behind closed doors,
just keep it behind closed doors.
Keep it behind closed doors.
Unless, don't
go into comments saying it's flicky itself.
That is crazy.
The fact we all guessed. That's
as soon as you said it, it clicked.
It's only because if you're not a boy, you wouldn't understand.
Right. Wait. What?
Mm-hmm. Am I thinking? I might be thinking different. I don't know. You said it's flicking itself.
Yeah. The bean, Darion, the bean.
All right, let's have Jimmy just have a little lesson of human anatomy.
Never mind. Just know that I was not thinking what y'all were thinking. But
moral of the story.
Darion is gay.
But even then, dude, I know you can't use that as an excuse anymore. Even then, I know, I'm pretty sure some other gay guy would have gotten it like that.
No.
You can't use that as an excuse anymore. No, you used it for way too long.
His brain is like every other gay person's Gabe. Come on.
Come on, Gabe. That's generalizing.
Come on, yeah, Gabe. What you mean by that?
I was saying, like, as a joke.
That's generalizing.
Nobody fucking... All right. Gabe, you start the episode, bitch.
Huh?
Yeah. That's what you get for not getting my jokes.
No, that means I have to end it, too.
Yeah. Damn right.
You got it.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Deep End. I am your host, Gabriel Alvarez, and I'm with my co-hosts,
Darion Reddick,
JB Alvarez.
And I just want to apologize for whatever it was that was.
You just want to apologize for the amount of bleeps or the amount of cuts or the amount of...
It started off like us just talking about like people like obsessing over their face.
And then it went not to even. Something
it started
more.
With the Metro album.
Yeah. That's, oh yeah, because we were talking about like Drake and all that, right?
Yeah, that's quite a tangent.
How about we start this episode off with an Am I the Asshole?
Ooh, okay.
You guys up for that?
Yeah.
All right, this one is fairly new. It is apparently controversial. Not into the sense where, like, it has, like, a high debate topic, essentially.
Mm, okay,
like,
I like that.
Between, like they are and they aren't?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
And this was barely posted 15 hours ago.
Ooh, this is new.
So this has no sign saying they are the a-hole or they're not, but...
So this happened in 2024.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or it could be an old recounting of a story, one or the other.
But it got posted recently.
It did. Are you guys ready?
Go for it.
Okay, so this says, am I the a-hole for embarrassing my boyfriend's sister during family dinner with a cute story?
I forgot we have to answer back. Am
I the a-hole for embarrassing my boyfriend's sister during family dinner with a cute story?
I feel like it depends, like, what the story was, but, like...
For embarrassing your boyfriend's sister with a cute story.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe if it was cute to them, maybe the sister thought it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
So, I would say yeah, because, I mean, like, she probably didn't want you to say that, you know?
I want to agree with that.
I feel like at the end of the day, it like, matters, like, how close you are with them. But if it was, like, something that you shouldn't have said, like, in front of everyone, then I'm going to go with yeah.
All right. So now let's get into it. All right. I, 35 female, was invited to a family dinner at my boyfriend's, Michael, 36 male, parents' house. Michael's sister, Veronica, 35 female, lives in a different state with her family, wife and two kids, for this event. They said they'd make it and did. During dinner, everything was great. We started talking about the past and how Veronica and I knew each other before we knew our partners. Now, Veronica and I used to work at the same hospital. I was a RN. She was a plastic surgery resident. Back then, Veronica's being head over heels in love with her crush, with her then crush, now wife, also RN Hannah, 33 female, was the talk of the day. At the hospital, everyone except Hannah knew that Veronica was head over heels for her. I briefly mentioned how Veronica had asked a friend for a copy of the nurse's schedule and would take shifts on days Hannah took night shifts. I told a few stories about how everyone except Hannah knew and how deeply gone and whipped Veronica was, etc. These were all jokes and everyone had a good time. I mentioned this because I thought it was frankly so cute and adorable, especially because it is obvious Veronica loves her just the same way as she did then. I thought it would be cute and adorable, except her parents didn't know this. Michael did. Now Veronica looked really pissed at me as I was telling these stories. She got too embarrassed and left to go check on the kids, quote unquote. I followed her. She said she didn't want her family or Michael to know about this. Here's where I may be the asshole. I said it was not a big deal. It was not even private information, and it wasn't even harmful. She said she was just disappointed in me and said if she wanted to, she would have told these stories by now. I didn't apologize. Was what I did a-hole behavior?
So the stories that she told were that, wait, it's two girls, right? Am I tripping?
Yeah, I heard like two girls.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so
the ones in the relationship are two girls.
Yes, that's okay. Right. So Veronica is the little sister. She is now currently married with kids with Hannah.
Hannah, okay.
Who is her partner.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay, and so who's the OP again? The Veronica, right?
No,
or OP, no, the brother.
The wait. OP is the boy, the girlfriend of the brother.
Girlfriend of the brother, okay.
So her name isn't mentioned at all.
Gotcha. So the stories were about
Veronica. And how she was obsessed with her now wife, Hannah. Because they worked together.
Right, and she would take shifts and like...
Yeah.
Right, okay. I I get where she's coming from, but I don't. I feel like what? Damn, I don't know. Like, I feel like okay. Like at the end, I feel like it is kind of a-hole behavior. I feel not a-hole. I feel like it's kind of that's kind of a lot. I feel like it's just like there should have been an understanding.
Yeah.
But I feel like the stories that were told, like I feel like I know where they're coming from. Like like it was no harm. Like they didn't know stuff like that.
Right. And that's like okay. So like I personally thought the Haunter thing wasn't really a-hole behavior because I thought it was. I personally thought it was a really cute story.
Right.
Of like just someone being head over heels over their now wife. You know, like shoot, I would be okay with if one of you guys told a story about that too. You know. But what I did think that threw me off was that little end part where she said, well, this wasn't private information. Why is it a big deal?
Right.
Because to me, that seemed more like entitlement.
I feel like that should have been handled differently.
Yeah.
I feel like you could have been like, oh, okay, I didn't know this was like an odd topic for us to talk about. So
yeah,
I won't tell these stories again like that. I feel like that could have been a better like resolution to what like they were arguing about.
Yeah. And that's what I agree with. But yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
It's just really how you say stuff, and however, like how you say stuff, like you know, it's really however like the person takes it, and if they took it that way, I feel like the least they could have did was like apologize. You know, I didn't realize this was like a sensitive topic for you, or whatever, and then keep it at that. But I feel like they didn't have to go out their way and be like, oh well. Like, I'm gonna do it anyway. Like, so.
Right. The person that was telling the story is the brother, right?
No.
Oh, no. Wait. What?
The girlfriend.
I thought
this is the girlfriend's perspective.
Because you asked that. You asked that.
Yeah. Right? I did. No, I'm slow.
It's the girlfriend's perspective.
Girlfriend's perspective.
Who knows the brother's sister?
So the brother is just isn't there.
The brother is just he's
just there.
He's there by association,
right?
But he's not.
Like, he's not in the story.
Not. They could have. Then why did they have to say something about the brother?
Right. Well, they have to say the brother because well, they're saying this is about my brother's sister, my boyfriend's sister. Fuck, you guys got me saying brother now. Okay. Oh.
I was gonna say,
dude. I thought it was like.
I'm still lost, low-key.
I thought, okay, who's the sister? Veronica?
Veronica!
And she has an obsession over Hannah, who's not at the dinner table.
Who is at the dinner
She's
table?
She's at the dinner yes! table.
The brother's not there.
Brother's there, too!
I thought he wasn't a part of the story, though.
Okay, wait. There.
Okay.
So we don't get the name of the person that's saying the stories.
Yes!
Okay. And then the brother, I think Kyle, right?
Maybe Michael.
So Michael is the boyfriend of the sister who is Veronica that has a crush or that knows of this information about Hannah.
You got it so close, Michael is not the boyfriend of the sister. Michael is the brother of the sister.
I said
boyfriend.
The brother of the sister.
I meant
wouldn't
like the
that
boyfriend.
Be their brother, right?
Yes, but he said boyfriend is what I'm saying. When he was just saying the boyfriend of the sister.
I thought it was boyfriend. I thought like the girl was the boyfriend.
Okay,
all right. I thought the girl was the girlfriend of the boyfriend, the only, that sister is Veronica.
The only boyfriend I know is the song by Big Time Rush. Like, bro.
I was gonna say Justin Bieber, but yeah, that too.
Okay. All right, let me just explain it. Okay.
What song he got? That's called Boyfriend. All right.
Boyfriend.
Baby?
Boyfriend?
He has a song called Boyfriend?
Yeah, it's like a huge song. I swear that's a song, bro.
I only know Baby, Never Say Never.
I don't think he had a.
I know.
Dude,
I
had a song named Boyfriend.
I know. Sorry, is it too late to now say sorry?
Yeah, Boyfriend by Justin Bieber.
That was when he was still a kid, right?
No, this is like Teen Justin. This is the eating fondue, like that verse. The
oh.
Oh
yeah.
I could beat your buffer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
In a fondue.
And he was going there, low key.
Right.
Okay. But let me explain this.
Go ahead.
The OP is Michael's girlfriend.
The OP is Michael's girlfriend.
And Michael's sister is Veronica.
Michael's sister is Veronica. Okay, she's the one that's with Hannah now.
How did I lose you?
I didn't get the first part.
Okay. The OP, the original poster.
OP, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The person that's saying the story.
The person that's saying the story is
Michael's sister.
is the girlfriend of Michael. Michael's sister.
No!
No, I fucked up.
This is getting clipped. This is getting clipped. Okay, oh, shit.
Okay, I got this.
Okay.
I'm a cook.
I'm literally so confused right now. Well, you cook, and if you cook good, I'm going to eat.
Right. Okay. The OP, the person that's saying the stories, no name. Let's just name her Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon.
Okay.
Is dating Michael.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Michael is the brother
right.
of Veronica.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And these stories are about Veronica and Hannah, who all four of them are at the dinner table. Boom. Mother.
With the parents. Yes.
With the parents.
What and appears it- that in the story?
It's at the dinner
table. It's at the dinner table.
But so the parents aren't saying anything?
I guess
they probably did, but Sharon didn't say anything.
Well, she should have said something.
Sharon should be Sharon.
She literally left out valuable information right. that literally could have helped solve the story.
It could, because it's all based on their reaction. Like, if they thought it was kind of weird, be like, okay, you know what? You have the right to feel that way.
I mean,
if they thought it was kind of cute, Veronica, you're kind of, you need to stop being a little bitch.
Well, at the same time, though, it isn't the fact that. But however they felt it, you know, Veronica is allowed to feel embarrassed about something like that.
True.
Yeah. You know?
It's just like, I feel like, why are you feeling embarrassed if, like, the reaction is not a bad reaction, you know, type shit?
Maybe it's possible that she was just, like, maybe ashamed of it.
Right.
Because no, think about it.
Do you think Hannah knew it? Do you think Hannah knew
Hannah did not know.
She said Hannah didn't know?
She said this many times. Hannah did not know.
Like, even while she was telling the story, she didn't know. Dude, that's crazy. Okay, that's a little crazy.
And I quote.
Then I understand.
And I quote, especially because it is obvious Veronica loves her the same way she did then. I thought it would be cute and adorable, except her parents did not know this. Michael did. And so then they also said, I told a few stories about how everyone except Hannah knew how deeply gone and whipped Veronica was.
Okay. So I kind of get where she's coming from. Maybe she didn't want Hannah to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or, like, it's possible that she felt that the stories were her right to be told.
You know what? I feel like now that we're diving deeper, I feel like the deep end, I feel like it makes more sense. I feel like she then is the a-hole because it's not your story to tell if it's not, like, you know, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
You weren't paying attention.
But I said she was the a-hole in the beginning, though.
I still stand by my answer.
Loki called it.
I still think she is. And here's the reason why, though. It's mainly for that last bit because, and this is what everybody's been saying, too, she really disregarded Veronica's feelings.
Right.
And she pretty much said, like, it's like, why are you embarrassed type thing? And then pretty much saying, like, she's not allowed to really feel that way.
Were you embarrassed, little nerd? Wait, you don't like expressing your love for your girlfriend? Like, no, bro. It's not like that. It's just like, no, she didn't know it.
Why?
Like,
yeah.
What's with the accents? What is that over there?
I think it's like she's the bully, you know? She's like, nerd type shit, you know?
You good?
No. Dude, I'm sick. Like, my throat is, like, fucking, like, dying.
Oh, I thought you were just brain malfunctioning, trying to figure out.
I've been terrible all day.
My allergies been acting up like a motherfucker. I've been sneezing like hell.
Yeah. It's been so much pollen.
A lot of people are also saying too that the story was like, or this one person said like, you're describing.
She's low-key a stalker.
Essentially,
that's what it's giving.
It's like saying like pretty. That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure Veronica feels very ashamed by that. And it's her story to tell, and I understand that, you know.
She probably used to have a stand page back in the day,
right? About Hannah, about Hannah.
Full circle,
right? And not Hannah Montana either.
Nah, that is Hannah the nurse.
You know, they had a debate about, because they're giving Miley Cyrus the Disney Legends Award or something like that, and they're like, they're debating, they say Raven Simone should have got it first. And me and Alundra were like texting about this, and she was on Team Miley, but I was like, let me go back to what she said.
Right.
Because I don't want to like put words in her mouth.
Who are you, team? Your team, Raven.
I just feel like, cause how she was making it seem. Hold on.
Which came out first, Raven?
That's the Raven came out first.
Raven came out first.
But the creator of That's a Raven made Hannah Montana. So like without That's a Raven, Hannah Montana would never have got made.
True.
So or that's it that's where I'm coming from. I'm like,
you low key spitting.
Like that,
because I was low key gonna say Hannah. I was low key say Miley. But like that's true. That's true. Hey. If that was
so watch out, Jared. He's gonna fucking throw a punch.
Just yo, no, that's crazy.
Those things actually are really funny though.
So, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say so.
Bro, struggling, he can't even say it out.
So she sent me a screenshot, and it said Miley Cyrus is to be honored as a Disney legend. She's the youngest person in history and the first of her generation to receive the company's highest honor. And then somebody was like, this is well-deserved, and I love this for her, but all I know is Raven Simone better be next. And then she was like, I keep seeing this, and everybody keeps mentioning Raven, and no offense to Raven, but Miley's career never stopped. And I was like, I think Raven did a lot for Disney when it came to like not only an African American audience, but like I just a person of colors audience, you know. But I was like, Miley's career didn't stop after Hannah Montana. She only got bigger like when it came to music, because like when she did Wrecking Ball and shit, like when she was in her light skinned Miley phase, you know, people still talk about that.
That was light skinned Miley. I thought that was just white trash Miley.
What?
In the club, higher perks with some shades on. That went in. That's all went in. I don't care. And then she was like, literally, like, love Raven, but Miley just never stopped chasing her dreams and her bag for real. And then there was like, she was like, they only want Raven to get it because she got her spinoff. And then I was like, I love them both. I was like, Miley deserved it, but it's like, Raven did come first.
This is all I gotta say. Raven's home, or not Raven's home, that's how Raven walked so that Hannah Montana could run, because I feel like this is true, like that's how Raven did so much for Disney, and then like I feel like it attracted so many people that when Hannah Montana came on, they're like, holy shit, that it blew up, you know,
because Raven, she was one of the youngest like people to have like a show named after her.
Who's older?
Raven.
Raven.
Oh, Raven.
Yeah, Raven's like almost 40. yeah. Like, Miley's like in her early 30s.
Raven?
Yeah. Raven's like,
I thought she was way older.
Raven's like 38, maybe.
I was about to look up Hannah Montana.
But, yeah, I just feel like they were like, Raven did a lot for some people, and Miley did a lot for some people, but it's just like.
So they both deserve the award.
Yeah.
End of topic. I'm kidding.
No, they both do deserve it.
Nah, but I get what the Hunter thing is from.
How do you spell her last name?
Who?
Raven.
Simone. Simone.
Okay. See, I didn't know if it was with the I or with the E, with the I, with the wait. What? I don't know if it was with the Y or with the I.
I feel like this episode should. Oh! This is getting right. Me too. I feel like this episode should be called JB's Tweaking.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
At this point.
Yeah, she's 38 and Miley's 31.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
Right.
Now them bitches were out. I thought Miley was out.
Mm-mm.
No, it's crazy. I didn't know Debbie Ryan was as young as she is.
How old is Debbie?
I feel like we've talked about this before. Like, I didn't know she was
like,
as young.
She's like 20-some, right?
Yeah, she's like 26.
She was 18 and Jesse.
Right. I thought she portrays such an older person.
I thought she was 22.
Oh, she's 30 a lot.
I thought she was like around like that age, yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
She turned 30 last year, so she's turning 31 on May 13th.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Jesse.
We're not doing that.
You're not gonna hate on Jesse. It's okay. Actually, we can't hate on Jesse. Jesse,
hating on Jesse. But you know who we will hate on? Dan Schneider.
Don't even say his name to me.
Pan Snyder.
Pan Piter. Okay, y'all want to talk about that then?
I want to talk about it. I have many things to say.
We're at 42 minutes, so we can go.
The foot man.
The foot fetish motherfucker.
Why did you say it in that accent, bro?
I don't know.
What's with the accent?
I don't know.
Bro, that was giving such fucking Ice Cube vibes too.
Yeah, right.
And the way your lip curled.
I've been watching too much Straight Outta Compton. I've watched it like 10 times this year.
This year?
This year. She's good.
Have you seen it, Jerrion?
Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah.
Straight Outta Compton.
That's a movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you have that.
It's a song in a movie. It's a biopic based on Dre, Ice Cube, Easy.
Easy?
Yeah.
Dang. May he rest in peace for real.
Right. I forgot who else. MC Ren and like some other guy. DMC. No, not that guy. Wrong guy. Yeah, it's basically like based on their lives and how they got big. Right. Stuff like that. It's really good. It's so fucking good, bro. Like, I'm gonna watch that shit tonight again.
Next time we see this dude, this is gonna be dressed out all fucking thugged out.
Right.
Fucking chains, sagging like, that shit, man.
I wish Jamie would.
Baggy ass clothing, but dog.
It's cool because, like, Ice Cube is played by Ice Cube's son.
Oh, that is pretty dope.
Yeah. And have you seen In the Heights?
Yeah.
So the black guy in that is Dr. Dre.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Dr. Dre?
Eazy-E, I don't know who he's played by. And then I don't know the rest of them. I've seen them. Oh, the guy, I think MC Ren or something like that is played by that guy that wants to be king. I forgot his name.
Oh, this movie came out in 2015. How have I not seen this?
It's so good, bro.
You watched it 10 times this year. Damn, Tink.
Low key. That might be a little bit of an overstatement, but it's still good.
I just, when I watch something, I can't rewatch it. Like,
Aldis Hodge is who he was playing.
I just can't rewatch stuff.
Jason Mitchell played Eazy-E. Corey Hawkins, Dr. Dre.
DLC is the guy I was missing.
You said who played Eazy-E?
Jason Mitchell.
He was in this show I used to watch called The Shy. That shit was good as fuck, actually. But they killed him off, like, cause I think he had like a controversy, and they literally killed him off, and I was so upset, cause he was like the main character at first.
Makes sense. They see you in that. it was also about Tupac too, then, huh?
Not really. Just gets like a short bit in there, cause it goes like to their later years too. And then you see how California, what is it? California Love is made with like Dre and them. Mm-hmm. And then you get Snoop in the studio. It's pretty cool.
All right, dope. But back on to our previous topic.
It's Pan Smiter.
Quiet on the set.
Dude, that thing's been blowing up.
Or sorry, no, quiet on set, I should say.
Right, I was going to say, where you get the from?
You need to be quiet on set,
because you don't know what you're talking about.
And I do.
Says the people who are confused about the whole entire...
You just read it wrong.
I read it wrong?
Yeah, you read it wrong.
Wow.
You did read it wrong.
That is crazy.
Quiet on set.
Quiet on the set.
Where'd you get the dub from?
Okay, Pan Spider. So, Spider Pan.
Don't.
Man
okay,
Spider.
Okay. So, pretty much this whole documentary is about... It's a docuseries based on Nickelodeon, like...
Behind the scenes,
stuff that was happening to children, stuff like that.
And staff.
Staff, too, yes.
Yeah.
So, who wants to start it off? Let's just go by episode by episode. So, episode one.
That's the only episode I've seen.
Well, I guess this is your part, then. Look.
Yay.
So what happened to episode one?
That was Dan and stuff.
Like majority about Dan.
That was about Dan and his.
Was it about the writers too?
It was
right?
About the writers. That's right.
So the craziest thing though.
They talked about like Amanda Bynes a little bit too. Though,
they did.
Right?
They talked about
it was like
Amanda
a little
Bynes.
Towards the end. I think because I think the second episode was mainly about.
Because that one lady that was on All That, she said that she got replaced by Amanda or something.
Yeah, right. That's right. Because she started getting older.
Older and stuff. Yeah.
She got stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
She got stuff going on in her top chest area. She started getting a chest. She got boobs, bro. She got boobs at a, like, a really young age, and they're like,
boobies.
Whoa. Yes.
I don't know if it was at a really young age, but yeah.
It was.
She was
like 14.
Yeah, I was supposed to say she was like 13, 14. I mean, that's not. I mean, you know. Isn't that normally? I mean.
I mean that's puberty.
I feel like you start getting them, but I don't think they blossom like huge.
Okay, do not use yourself as an example.
Ours are for different reasons.
Bad eating habits.
Right. No, but I guess like yeah.
So
yeah.
Pretty much Dan Schneider. He had like a lot of like he's made so many great shows. All right, he's made I was about to say Sam and Cat. Has he? No, he
yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
Yeah. He did.
His first thing that he did
was All That.
He was a writer on All That.
And then I think his first thing that he created was the Amanda Show. Or was it Keenan? No.
I think it was
Amanda Show.
It was the Amanda Show, right?
If it wasn't the Amanda Show, it was the one before Amanda Show.
It was the thing that wasn't on Nick. It was the thing. Oh wait, was it?
What thing that wasn't on Nick?
No, it was the Amanda Bynes Show because that was the first time that his name was said the creator.
Yeah,
Dan
that's
Schneider.
What I thought.
That's right. Yeah,
I thought it was the other show. But yeah, go ahead.
The show with Amanda,
where she was in it. It was
what
only,
I like about you, or yeah. What I want about you, or something.
What I
like
about you.
Oh yeah. That was like after the Amanda Show because she was older. She was like 16 by then.
Yeah. You're right.
Because she was like younger on the Amanda Show.
Right. But where were you going with that, JB?
I was speaking. Oh shoot. So he made so many great shows.
Yeah.
He started with
the Amanda Show.
The Amanda Bynes Show.
I don't know.
It's just the Amanda Show.
The Amanda Show. I don't know if it was her last name or not. But she started with that, and that was, like, the first thing that he, like, officially, like, produced, created, directed, everything. He, like, was the mastermind behind the show. And him and Amanda were, like, really close and stuff. And that was, like, the first, like, big thing that people were kind of freaking out about. Like, he's very close to Amanda, like... Whenever she would go into the dressing room, he would that was someone else. Pretty much the rules on there were that you always had to have, like, a parent guardian there with child at any time. And there would be times where she'd go into his office and they, like, chat and, like, bicker about ideas the whole time. And, you know, as close as they were, they both thought it was cool, but it was like at the same time, you know, you're breaking the laws, like your stuff like that, like that shit's weird, it's sketchy.
And not to interrupt you, and I'm sorry about that, but like it also is that from how it was like portrayed, like with certain things, you know, like yeah, they're reading the line, they're reading the scripts, and I understand that you're also supposed to be close, but when it was showing Dan and Amanda with that type of stuff, they looked really close,
right.
That scene when they were in the hot tub.
That was another.
That
one.
Was the biggest scene.
Because he was clothed and she wasn't.
Yeah, she right. was
like. Don't get me wrong. She had clothing. She had a bathing suit.
Right, but it was very like showing.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was like what 10, 11?
Maybe younger.
She probably because she started all that when she was 10, so she was a little bit older when she did that.
Like 11, 12-ish.
Yeah.
The whole entire thing with everything else is just like it's also talking about like how every like these characters was what kind of like I guess like threw me was when because for those of you who don't know, Drake and this other actor or actress, sorry, Raquel.
Oh, Raquel Lee, yeah.
Yeah, they're in there together, and then this one thing I think it was Raquel's birthday. And
her 13th birthday. I remember
her 13th that, yeah. birthday. That's right. And she had this cake pretty much like made so she can give everybody a piece.
Right.
Like everybody, like the staff, the actors, and those who were just a part of the show in general.
Right.
And because of that, Dan was throwing this fit. He was like, she does not need to have a cake that big.
Right.
Because it was like pretty much saying like Amanda was a star. Amanda was the person.
Right.
And it's just like. Like what? Oh, sorry, it wasn't all that. It was Amanda. It was the Amanda show.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what it was.
Because she was only on. Because she was only on the first season of the Amanda show.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's right. That's right.
And then even like Drake said it. He's like, it was like cut to a clip where they were like getting their makeup done, and Drake was like, "Well, Amanda's like the big star. You know, she gets all like the yeah. cool pampering and stuff like that."
Right.
That's right. That's right. And even so, like Raquel knew that she wasn't like it was mainly about her.
Right.
And you
right.
know, she was cool with it. But just the fact that Dan himself was so pissed off that the fact that they got a cake trying to feed everybody in general. Right. And not only that, like, he's done a lot of different things, too. Like, I don't want to say too much for those who are starting to watch it. But
I mean, like, the obvious stuff, like the feet stuff with Ariana Grande. There's so much stuff in that, bro. Like,
just all of those Ariana Grande clips. Like, right. I just never, yeah, okay. I never felt like look, right.
I was, those. I was watching that in the living room with my parents, and I didn't have like any earbuds on. And that one scene with her trying to take the juice out of the potato, it just sounded so. Right. Because that was in the beginning of the episode. That was right. just like so, off putting.
Yeah.
You know, like right. Like, come on now. And then the one where she was also pouring water on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like. I never understood, and not only that too, but the fact is that Dan would also use very provocative, very dirty jokes in it as well.
Right.
Like one of the characters for Amanda was Dr. Taint or something like that.
Oh, Penelope Taint.
Penelope Taint. And like, for those of you who don't know what it is, look it up, unless you're underage and don't look it up.
Right.
but essentially that's like what, you know, like why? Like, right. why would you even use... And even one of the people there, like, the screen readers or the screenwriters, whatever they were, or like, that they pretty much, like, foolproof, like, they like, make sure that it's, like, appropriate to be posting. Like, it's like, hey, so the person, Penelope Taint, is Taint supposed to represent this? And then Dan was got so defensive. He's like, no, it's, like, tainted, you know, like, taint that way.
Right.
And he even told the writers who were making these jokes, to like, saying, like, hey, don't tell this to anyone. Keep this to yourself, keep this between you and me. So he knew what he was doing wasn't, right. you know. But he still did it anyway.
Because I just felt like he put too many innuendos in his shows anyway.
Right.
Like,
oh, he for sure did.
Like looking back on it, for us to have been kids, because obviously we weren't going to understand that, but like older people did understand that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like... Mm-hmm. Like why? Like these are like these are children, these are teenagers, like saying these lines, like doing this stuff, like
right. And like besides the most iconic innuendo, I want to say it's when with the goo pop, or
and Zoe 101, right?
Zoe 101. There was another one too. When all that, it was the dude, the actor who played as I guess like.
That superhero,
Captain Big Nose or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He sneezed, and then it just, like, on the female actor, and it looked very compromising. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't need to get into that.
But, yeah.
A something shot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, it's just the way the noses were supposed to represent it, it looked like male genitalia.
Yeah. Right.
It just, the whole entire thing is like, I don't know, man. I don't see how people can still, like, think of this guy as a good guy.
Right.
After all that. Like, he was very disrespectful to females, like female staff. He immediately made it known that he thought females were not supposed to be in the workplace.
Right.
Right. And not only that, it's just he'd do whatever he can to humiliate and embarrass them.
Right.
And it's just, I mean, as like, probably like an actor on those shows, and like, you probably didn't have a good experience with Dan Schneider. And it's just like, okay, it's kind of hard to believe that this is like what he did. But like, at the end of the day, these are like journalists, and like, they go for like the facts. They do the research. They get like people actually telling their stories, like so. And like, they have people like tell facts.
Right.
Stuff like that.
And not only that, too, it's just like, these are like real recountings of all that other stuff. And like, they even said it themselves. Even if they did notice it, they didn't want to say anything because they said, like, Dan was scary.
Yeah, right. They're too afraid to say anything.
Like, this dude had so much power, and he got to his head. And keep in mind, for those of you who don't know, Dan started off as an actor, too.
Yeah.
But he was often portrayed as the fat kid.
Right.
You know, and I think that, like, in that sense of, like, being bullied probably was, like, this is what I'm assuming, you know, like as a, also, like, you know, being chunky myself and all that other stuff, I know, like, what that can do to somebody if they don't properly, like, deal with it.
Right.
Right? And not only that, it's just, like, I feel like the fact that he was, like, into this higher area where he couldn't be bullied anymore, he himself became the bully.
Right. Right.
It gave them, maybe, like, it made him feel like he was this unattractive person, and the fact that he had power made him more attractive as to why he was able to feel like he could take advantage of the females in the whole entire, like, because he was mainly attracted to females or wanted to show power over them because he felt that they weren't strong enough.
Right.
And that itself was what kind of pissed me off about this dude. I don't like him for that reason.
Right.
And it's just like, to me, it makes him look very cowardly because without that power, where does he go? Fucking runs away with his tail tucked between his legs.
Right.
It's just,
yeah. That's just, it's just difficult. There's just a lot of stuff with like all that was just really messed up. And a lot of stuff with like his further shows that was really messed up and stuff like that. It just wasn't right.
Did y'all see that clip? I don't know if it was in the first episode. I forgot what episode it was in, but it was the same guy from All That. He was doing like this dare show.
Yes, and I was gonna get into that.
Like with the peanut butter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, like, yeah, I saw like a little bit of clips on that in the first episode.
Okay, so yeah. It's like, I don't remember what the show was called.
It was like pretty much, it was like some like dare type of thing.
Something like that.
Like, and they had to, like, do, like, different dares and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
But how they described it was, like, these were, like, crazy dares, like, stuff
like, it, my bad.
You're good.
I was just going to say, like, if you've ever seen Fear Factor, it's pretty much Fear Factor, but, like, on a kid's level. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Fear Factor, they did, like, crazy, like, stuff like that, too.
Right, right.
But, like, I feel like at least was the peanut butter thing, like, the thing that wasn't harmful at all. And, like, the craziest stuff that they did was, like, they threw, like, roaches, like, when you're, like, in the bathtub and stuff like that. And they did, like, they had a scorpion one time and, like, a person was swallowing it.
Right.
Like, that's insane. Like, I don't know who the fuck greenlit that show, but that's insane.
Are they okay?
I don't know. It didn't say.
I have no idea.
I mean, the actor that did the peanut butter thing was the one that was telling everything.
Yeah. But like, he was the same guy that played the superhero and all that.
Right.
It's the same guy. Yeah.
That peanut butter thing, that in itself is just. Did the dude have any clothes on at least?
I think he did.
He had on clothes, but it was like he was covered in peanut butter, and like the dogs were like. You know, they were like licking him and stuff. Like,
it's still weird.
That is weird.
It's still weird.
Yeah, the whole entire concept is weird.
Yeah, it's just crazy that was like the probably like the easiest dare that they probably had.
Right.
Like scorpions, fucking like, roaches,
and I feel like bugs. That's still a lot for a kid.
Right. Like, no, it is like 100%.
Yeah, like these are children, and then
like what if one of the dogs like bit him? Like,
right,
that's crazy.
Yeah, obviously. And another thing too is that even the actors were like, the child actors were like, they were saying like, if you were on his bad side, he made it known.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure even them, they had like some sort of fear towards him, like wanting to get on his good graces.
Right.
Because like the most known clips are the ones about the iCarly. Can we talk about how good of a freaking protector Jerry Traynor was?
I mean, he was great. He's been popping off lately because of how like what he did. Like,
yeah. And it just shows like what a lot of people are questioning is like, how did these actors who played as parents not know what was going on?
Right.
And you know what? I'm kind of curious about that too, because the mom from Drake and Josh, she was in the Amanda show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she was a cast member on the Amanda show. So I'm confused. Again,
like you guys said, it's possible that they're like saying like, oh, maybe they're just like, it's just a part of the show. Maybe it's okay type thing.
Right.
But I feel like there's something part of you like deep down who think like, yeah, something about it isn't right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like there was like people like Jerry, like the whole time, like even like on Victorious, it was Sykowitz. That was really like trying to like divert the attention back onto him.
Uh-huh.
And like they all knew like what kind of person Dan was.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then I guess like, well, what kind of sucks though is that Miranda Cosgrove was in knew Dan Schneider before all of them.
Right, because Drake and Josh and stuff.
Right. Obviously, Drake knew him before, like, she did too, because Drake and Josh both knew him before that, because they're all in the Amanda show.
Right.
But
I don't know if they spoke anything weird about Drake and Josh, though.
They didn't.
Drake, because Drake said, like, when he was doing Drake and Josh, he felt good doing it. Cause, right. Because I know we haven't gotten to, like, him, like, mm-hmm. But you know, originally, like, before, like, you know, he was,
I think we were about to say the same thing.
Yeah, like, he, like, before, like, what's his name? Like, because we're going to talk about him later.
But, right.
Like, before, what's his name? Had, like, got locked up and all that for what he, like, did to Drake. He, when they were, like, because, you know, all of that, like, happened before, like, Drake and Josh, like, mm-hmm. before they did Drake and Josh. When they were, like, getting ready to do Drake and Josh, I guess, like, film the pilot or whatever, he was trying to play the dad on Drake and Josh.
That's right, yeah. He was. And yeah. I saw that, like, there's scenes, like, back, like, of who the dad is now, or then this other person. I don't think it was him, though.
It probably wasn't him. But yeah, like, but, like,
in the thing, like, Drake said that, like,
he
tried. Specifically really, like, begged Dan Schneider to put him in as dad.
Right. And obviously Drake didn't want that to happen.
Right.
Right. And it's just like the whole entire thing, man, it's messed up in the whole entire situation. And I feel for these actors who went through that. I specifically feel for these female actors who have to deal with Dan Schneider. And it's just like this man, I don't understand how he himself hasn't been tried. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like he has. I think later on I saw a clip of him pretty much confessing when he was doing that interview with Tebow.
And that pissed me off.
I can see why. I haven't really gotten that part, so I really wouldn't know what that is.
Like, I haven't watched the thing, but, like, it's just, like, why would you, like...
Yeah, I get that. But at the same time, though, if it's for the show, or if not even for the show, but just for curiosity reasons, I would see why they would want to interview him, see what he would say.
Right.
And he admitted to, like, a lot of the stuff. Not directly saying it, but he admitted pretty much confessing to everything. Like, all the stuff that was, like, you know. And if anything, that's a confession.
Right.
Apparently, he was saying, too, he was, like, if, like, they try to, like, get him locked up, apparently he said Nickelodeon was going to go down with him, like, type shit. And, like, because obviously, like, there's more, like, stuff out there than, like, what we were, like, told. Like,
hey, yeah.
Know. Let's get a season 2 up at this bitch, bro.
No, for real. Honestly.
Honestly.
I want
to see. They need to tackle Disney. I hate to say it, but they need to go over there.
Yeah. No, I agree. And here's the thing, though. I feel like Disney was a little bit more healthy in a sense. But the person in question that harmed Drake moved to Disney. And it's just like, I don't know. The whole entire situation just rubs me the wrong way. And I hate that this, like, I really do hate that this happened.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Right.
One thing that this person said, because some people were saying, like, oh, man, like, this ruined my childhood. It's like, no. Yeah, sure, maybe you might feel something about it, like, bad about it. And there's, don't get me wrong, however you feel, you're valid about it. But this person pretty much said, like, yeah, like, no, your childhood wasn't ruined. Their childhood was ruined for us to have a childhood.
Yeah. Right.
And it like, that hit me. I don't know, but, like, that literally gave me chills.
That's insane.
And it sucks. It really does.
One person I want to talk about that, like, nobody has been talking about, I guess because he's been locked up, but is Jason Handy.
Yeah. Because why would you do that? Like, why would you do that to that little girl?
Let me look it up
real quick. I feel like it's part of episode two.
Because it was talking about the Brandy girl.
Right. And dog.
Yeah.
Like, so, okay. I'm going to try to give this, like, a short rundown because, like, we're at 103. And, like, we still want to do the game.
Okay.
Right.
So Jason Handy it was a part of the Amanda Show, right? Where the girl.
Yeah.
So.
I think. Because the girl had guest starred on the Amanda Show. Right.
So it was, like, one of those things where, like, it was, like, an episode of Amanda Show where these kids were just, like, sitting, like, in a classroom type thing. Yeah. And it was.
Because I think she was playing her judge character.
It was a judge. And then a girl in the front row, her name was Brandy something, whatever her name was. And she had always wanted. So the mother of that girl had always wanted to go on, like, into television, like, be an actor, be a whatever. And she even said, like, when she had her daughter and when she, like, tackled that role, that, like, when her daughter tackled that role, that she said that she was going to be the parent that let her kids do what they wanted, stuff like that. So, and, you know, that's cool, you know, a cool little role. I mean, she never, like, played in anything else. It was just that little guest star role. And it was cool. It was cool. Like, that whole situation on the set was cruel. That was cool. But the thing that was crazy was this guy, Jason Handy, he was kind of like the escort to escort the kids into the thing, tell them what they were going to do, stuff like that. And then he'd go, like, he presented himself as such, like, a nice guy, like, a really, like, enthusiastic guy, like, yeah, let's get this done, like, da-da-da-da, like, such a nice guy. And trust me, when you watch it, it's going to take you for a turn.
Right.
So, I'm not even going to say the bad stuff, because I want people to watch it and, like, see it for themselves, because it's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah.
But I'll just tell you, like, the basis of it. So, he would even, like, go out to, like, the parents and be like, so, like, what is your kid about? Like getting information about the kids, you know, really wanting to get to know everyone, stuff like that. And, you know, just in case, like, I guess if there was another role, stuff like that. A thing that happened was he exchanged emails with not only, I think, did he do it with the parents? I don't know if he exchanged emails with the parents or not, but
I forgot, but I remember, I just remember that he, like, was emailing, like, the kids.
The kids on the actual, like, that were, like, guest star on the show. And, you know, it's kind of weird. But, like, the first email came in, and, like, there was nothing harmful about it. It was just, like, hey, how are you? How are you feeling? Like, blah, 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 like, da-da-da-da-da. And it was just very friendly, no harm in it. So the mom, Brandy's mom, the girl that went in for the show, she was kind of, like, I mean, she didn't see the harm in it, so she didn't really, like, suspect anything. She kind of knew it was always kind of, like, a little fishy, but she never really, like, acted on it or, like, thought it was harmful or anything like that. And later, like, more emails came rolling in, blah, blah, blah. Like, they were just talking on a normal basis, this, that, whatever. And one day, I think she was like sitting at like the kitchen table and stuff like that, and like her mom was in the living room or in the kitchen, something like that. And she gets an email, or she like Brandy herself, like she's at the table and she's like on her computer and stuff like that, and she just like shuts it, runs to her room, and just like slams the door. So obviously the mother's like, what the heck happened? Like, she went over to the room. She's like, hey, Brandy, is everything okay? Like, what happened? She's like, I got an email from Jason and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, so, like, what was it about? Like, this and that. And she pretty much described it, and it was a video of him doing that and saying, like, in the email that he was thinking of her. Mind you, the kid is young.
She was, like, a little girl, for real.
She was, like 7, I think.
She was, like
7, 8, 9, something like that.
She was, like, yeah.
Insane.
She was young. If anything, she was, like, close to 10, probably. Like.
And the sad part about it is the mom didn't know what to do. She didn't know if she should call the police. She didn't know if she should do this and that. In the end, she kind of didn't call the police. She just tried to keep Brandy as far away from Jason as possible. And because I think she was scared about, like, people, like, getting into her head, be like, oh, well, you're the bad parent. Like, why'd you even, like, let this happen? And although that's true, like, she was, like, a bad parent for letting that happen, she was just afraid of that.
I think she...
Even if she... Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
But even if she was, I guess, like, a good parent, and that happened, no parent would know what to do.
Right.
You know? Like, I don't think it's right to say that about any parent. If it's... But the fact that makes her a bad parent is the fact that she knew something was up and didn't say anything about it.
Right, right.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say.
And the second part of this is when he actually got busted and got and got incarcerated.
Oh, gosh.
So did they, like, SWAT his house or, like, something like that?
I forgot, like, all the like that type of detail, but I just remember, like, they found, like, a lot of, like, CP, like,
oh, Lord.
And yeah.
Don't tell him the exact number, because I want him to find out for himself.
Like, I forgot the number, but it's
a lot.
It's a lot. It's yeah,
an insane amount.
I was of gonna just say
images, like, video, like, everything.
Because I was gonna say, I don't know if we should, like, say the other part, like, you know, what tied it back to Brandy.
Oh, you know what? I'll let you.
What is this? The second one?
I think it's the second one, because I think the third one is about
Drake Bell.
Oh, I'm watching.
Drake Bell and Brian Peck.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay,
right,
yeah. So this is like the ending of the episode of episode 2, where they're like, not only did he get incarcerated, but there was also another one that got incarcerated. And it zooms in, and it's Brian Peck. Then here comes on Drake Bell onto the stage, blah, blah, blah. Into the third episode, it's literally just Drake Bell's story. Like, everything that has happened to him, everything that Brian Peck especially did to him, stuff like that, getting SA'd, everything.
Ruining his relationship with his dad.
True.
Because, you know, his dad was, like, his manager, but, like, he was, like...
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't have your parent as a manager, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, like, it really, like, drew a wedge through his dad and Drake.
This makes you want to cry.
Yeah. It's insane. Like, and a little bit during the interview, the interviewer was like, so can you, like, expand on, like, what he did exactly? Like, not exactly, but, like, can you, like, expand on, like, what happened? And he pretty much just described it as, like, because I don't think he could, like, say it, because it's, like, crazy stuff.
I don't blame him.
But, and, like, you can, like, because, like, when it, like, talks about when he got arrested, you know, it talked about, like some of the stuff that he did. But obviously, like, we didn't know it was Drake Bell at the time. It just said, like, it was between him and a minor. But, like, it was a lot.
Even people, like, at the, like, during the interview, didn't know about it. Like, they didn't know anything about it. Like, there was, like, this one person. I can't remember. It was, like, a staff member or something like that. And he was, like, he was shocked because they told him, like, so Brian Peck and a child actor, like, on the set.
Right.
Were doing stuff. Yeah. And he was, like, surprised by it. So it's crazy how, like how undercover they kept it.
Yeah.
I mean, fudge, man. I don't blame that, you know, in the sense, like, this man is doing these things to you, you know, like, you feel very powerless. You don't even feel safe telling your parents about it.
Yeah.
You know?
He even described it as, like, imagine the worst things that can happen during SA, and that'll answer her question about, like, what happened to him.
That's heartbreaking.
That's crazy. It's a lot. Wow. It's insane. And then the fourth episode I haven't watched. But, yeah, it's insane.
Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah. So, in the end, Nickelodeon has some banger shows, but there is some trauma and dark secrets that are just hidden under everything. I really want a season two about Nickelodeon, and I want a season about Disney Channel. Because I really want to see, like, what's been happening over there. Because, like, if you think of it, like, didn't they have, like, tunes or, like, comic books or something about, like, Mickey Mouse and, like, hanging himself and stuff like that?
Stuff, yeah.
Really? Well,
I don't know if it was, like, an actual, like, a thing or if it was, it's talked about. Like, it's, like, these, like, see, the thing is, I don't know if it was an actual thing or if it was, like, someone.
Fan-made
type yeah. thing. But they do speak on something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like the same thing with SpongeBob, and then that one, apparently that one episode where the lost tapes of Squidward just.
Yeah. You know they made that a game? It's crazy. Like, Squidward getting revenge on everyone.
That is terrifying.
It low-key looks fun.
What the hell?
it's a horror game, bro. It's
no, Squidward dog. Oh, yeah, where he's like, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. Where he comes back and he's, like, attacking everyone.
Yeah.
And you see, I think one of them is, like, you see, like, Sandy, like, in this, like, she's clearly, like, not there. But I forgot, like, how it was portrayed.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen the last episode. I don't know if you want to get into that, Darion, or not.
I'm trying to remember what happened. I stick with that.
If you don't remember, I mean, whatever.
I think it was, like, talking about Amanda again.
Amanda again?
Like, I think it was talking about, like, Drake and Amanda a little bit. I think. Hold on.
If not, we can just move on to the game. We're at 119.
Oh, man. That's, wow.
It's insane.
Yeah, we could just go to the game, I think.
Okay. Oh, real quick. Bro, look at this. So, you know, so this is Disney, right? This is their logo. Mm-hmm. This is their new logo.
What's the difference?
The color.
That's it?
Yeah. It looks so weird, bro.
I'm so used to it being that shade of blue.
Right.
Why did they change the color like that?
I don't know. It looks disgusting.
Because it reminds you of, like, you know, when you're at, like, Disney World or something, and it's, like, Magic Kingdom and, like, fireworks and stuff.
Someone said, in 1999, Japan redesigned their flag. It's the same thing.
It's just a shine has, like, a different shade.
Yeah.
That's if funny. I was if someone was colorblind, they would not be able to see the difference.
No, they would not.
Someone said cancel in my description. All right. go ahead, Gabe.
Oh, yeah. To the game. So this game is called Open or Closed.
Oh, gosh.
And open or Closed. I feel like we played a version of this, no?
I don't know. I don't really. Probably not.
We'll find out if we get it quick.
Right.
So the reason why I'm doing this because I do need to show my hands and hand movements. Let me actually take off the jacket.
Okay. So, everyone, we have to pay attention to everything that is going on.
I
have to pay attention to his hands, his eyes, his mouth, what he says, everything.
Okay.
stuff gets good. Stuff gets crazy. Gets rambunctious.
Right. Do you know how to spell that word?
No.
Okay.
I am rambunctious.
It's okay. You don't got to.
All right. So this is open. Okay.
It is open because you've been drinking it.
So then this is closed.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're supposed to say true or false.
All right. So then what would this be?
Semi-open.
That's closed.
Semi-closed.
This is open.
That's open.
All right. What about this?
Oh, I got it. I got it. That's open. No, wait. Yeah, no, wait. No, wait. Yeah, that's open. Wait, hold on. Wait.
Wait,
hold on. That's closed.
That's closed.
Yeah, that is closed.
I think I got it already.
All right. This is open.
Okay.
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 What is this?
That's open.
It's closed.
That is closed.
Damn, for real?
All right.
I got it. Oh my god.
What is, all right. So then this is closed. All right, so this is closed.
Okay.
Okay.
So then what would this be?
I feel like I got it. If you want to go ahead and answer. I feel like I got it.
Open.
What do you say?
It's open.
That is open.
Let me text you.
Or how about this? Show me. I want, if you feel like you got it, show me a little bit, and I'll tell you.
Okay, so, damn. This is closed. And then this is open. So, what would... Wait, hold on, shit. Wait. Yeah. So, what would this be?
That's open.
Fuck, I don't got it. I don't got it, G. I don't got it.
I'm okay over here.
All right.
Yeah, I've been lucky.
All right, so this right here, right? This right here. This is closed.
Okay.
All right, so this is closed.
Okay.
Okay.
But this, what is this?
It's closed.
That's open.
That is closed.
What the fuck? It's like I got it, but I don't got it. What? I don't understand.
All right. So then this, right?
This, yeah, that.
What is this?
I got this deal. That's open. That's open.
What is this?
That's closed.
That is closed. All right. So then this. So this right here, this is open.
No, it's not.
This is open right here.
Okay.
Right? What is this?
That's closed.
It's open.
That is open.
Dang, I don't got it.
What? It's like I got it, but I don't got it. But like,
all right.
I'm gonna text you, bro.
Okay.
Oh God, he's counting.
You're such a bitch.
All right.
Music.
Okay.
Is it not even like a? Is it completely wrong?
Completely wrong.
Oh God, I've just been getting lucky.
So this right here, right? This right here.
Uh huh.
This right here.
Yeah, it's right there.
This right here.
Okay.
This is open.
Okay.
This is open right here.
Okay.
All right. Just wait.
Okay.
So then this right here, what is this?
That's open.
Closed?
That is open.
Okay. I have another theory.
Okay. All right. This right here. Right here? Right? Yeah? Yeah. You see this? Right? Right?
Yeah. Right?
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 Right? Right? Right? Right? Right? Right? Right? Oh.
Stop saying right so much. It's breaking.
This is closed.
Okay.
This is closed.
Okay.
All right, this is closed.
Okay.
So then what is this?
Closed.
It's open.
It is closed. All right. So then, if that is closed, right?
Right.
Then what is this?
Right.
What is this? If this is closed, what is this?
Open.
It's open.
It's open.
Right.
Okay.
Do you think you got it?
Oh, do it again.
How about you show me?
No, I'm good.
I'm right. I'd rather you show me. Do you want to use my water bottle?
Do I need water?
You don't. If you want to use water. I mean, it's more visual.
Okay. Yeah, because this is empty. Okay. So this right here.
Make sure JB sees it too.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
So this right here.
You can put it on that side so they can see. Sorry.
Hey, y'all. So this right here is open.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and this right here is closed. Oop, it's leaking, actually.
It's actually open.
The last one, it was actually open.
The first one, the second one?
Both were open.
Oh. Okay.
I got it.
Pass
oh,
it back. You got it? Pass it back. Pass it back.
Like to you?
No, him. Pass it back. I want to see if I got it.
Okay.
Right.
I think I got it.
You think you got it?
Maybe.
Right. So this majestic
water that, bottle. That this
water
this,
bottle.
This right. Yeah. This yeah. Right.
This water bottle.
Gabe. Okay. It's not gonna be on us.
I don't care. So this water bottle. This water bottle, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is closed.
Okay, it's closed.
Okay.
This is a closed water bottle.
Right.
Right.
Obviously, no water spilling out. Right. Yeah.
Right.
But this right here.
This right here.
What is this?
It's open.
It's closed.
Dang, I don't.
It is closed.
Okay.
So all right. So you saw that. This is closed, right? This is closed now.
This is closed.
Okay.
This is closed.
What is this?
This is also closed.
That's open.
That is open. Right. If this is open. What is this?
Wait, do open. Okay, so you need to change your finger. Okay.
Then what is this?
That's open.
That is open.
That is open.
Am I smart?
Open, close.
Then what is this?
This is closed.
That's closed.
That's open.
Damn. Something told me to say open.
Right, it's like it's a 50-50 or something.
Oh, really? All right, so then what would this be?
This would be open.
That's closed.
This is open.
That's open.
Right. This is open.
Then what is this? What is this?
Closed.
This is open.
It is open.
Okay, this is open.
What is this?
This is open.
I'm gonna go closed, Jeff.
You're correct. This is closed. This is closed.
Oh my god.
All right. But like this.
What the fuck? He's not touching the water bottle.
What is this?
He's not touching it. What the?
I'm gonna say it's not open or closed.
I feel like it's dumb.
trick question. It's nothing.
I feel like it's just linger.
Right.
It's actually open.
No, it's not. Really? It's closed.
It's actually open.
It's closed though.
All right. Okay. Look, I'm not gonna touch it no more. Right. What is that?
Open.
That's closed.
That is closed.
Oh, you're weird for that. You're weird.
Right.
So then, all right. Then what is this?
Close. No, it's open. Open. No. That's, wait. Oh. Trick question. 360 no scope.
That's open.
That's open.
That is open.
I knew it.
That is open.
I knew it.
We know it, but we don't know it.
So right. So. What is this?
So this is.
Is that open, right?
This is closed.
That is closed. You weren't even looking.
Oh my god. See, you don't need to be looking. You don't need to be looking.
Maybe that's my problem. Maybe
right? You don't need to be looking, right?
Gabe? Actually, you do need to be looking.
Maybe I'm looking too hard. Really? What are we looking at?
I can't tell. If I do, then that's just gonna ruin the whole entire thing.
Okay.
Are we looking at the bottle? Are we supposed to be looking at?
I can't.
So we're not. I don't think we're supposed to.
You gotta be looking at your hands or something. But you're not really moving your hands like that.
So what if I... Okay. Keep going.
Okay, all right.
Am I on to something?
So, what is this?
That is closed.
That is correct. So then what is this?
Go down.
What is that?
That is also closed.
That is open.
That is open, Darian.
Oh my god!
Okay, all right. Then what would this be?
Your mom. That's what it would be.
What is that?
That's closed. It's
closed.
That's open.
No, it's not.
That's open, gang. That's open.
I don't want to do this no more. Why are you adding your bottle? Why are you adding the Windex bottle?
It's Lysol.
I don't give a fuck.
So then, what is that?
That's a water bottle on top of a Lysol can.
That's open.
That is open. That is right. That is open. That's open.
Okay.
But this is closed.
Okay.
Okay. I think, you know what? Okay.
You think you got it?
Do it one more time.
So then, if that's closed.
Stop shaking it, bruh.
What is that?
Do you have to shake it every time?
That's open.
Do you have to shake for it to be a part of the thing? You have to shake, like,
no.
Does the shaking have to be? Hey, yo, that's a really bad move. Does the shaking of the thing have to
no.
be? No. Okay, so it's not the shaking. I thought it was a shaking. Again. I thought it was like the shaking of the bottle that was like really right, tripping me out. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Closed.
That's closed. Open.
He was going to say this is open.
Wait, what is it?
That's closed.
That's open, right?
That's open.
Okay. Okay, Jared.
All right. Now I'm gonna remove the water bottle.
Nuh-uh.
Water bottle ain't important. What is that?
It's about the milk. That's closed.
It's about the movement on the hands, like where he grabs the water bottle, I think.
Okay. That is closed.
Okay.
So then what's this?
That's open. Lock it in, Jeff. That's open.
That is closed. And what's this? What is this, guys?
That's open.
It's open. It's closed.
What is it?
It's open, right?
It's closed. It is open. You think you got it, Darian? Do you want to demonstrate? You don't have to use visual.
Okay.
You can just use anything. You can use your phone if you really wanted to.
Okay. This is open.
Okay.
Right?
All
right. This is closed, right? Maybe.
That's actually open.
Damn, for real?
That's actually open.
Dang. I literally hate it here.
Can you, like, not use your hand? Can you use, like, your mouth or something? Like, you can bring back the water bottle. Can you, like, use your mouth, actually? Like, without your hands? Or you have to use your hands?
Because I was paying attention to his hands, right, low-key. Right.
So we got him.
The thing is, I feel like if I were to say that...
Hey, we got him. We got him, Chief. We got him.
It's not my hands.
How do we know?
It's not my hands at all.
Sure? And I have to be looking.
Yeah, you do have to be looking.
But what if I don't look? Like, I could guess.
Then you wouldn't know.
Okay.
How much you want to bet? That's open.
I'm going to try it.
All right, fine. Try it.
Yeah.
What is
watch,
that?
Watch. We're going to get it right. Watch.
Close.
Wait. Say it again.
What is this? What is this right now?
This.
Close, right?
This is open. This is open.
What is it?
It didn't move.
What is it?
It's closed.
See, we got it right, and we didn't have to look.
I got it right. But
Darian, what is this?
This is
That's closed. He
laughed. That's so it's, open. That's so open. It's probably open. It is open. It's cold. All right. So then what is this?
That's closed.
That's open.
Is it open?
Okay, I actually need to find what's wrong because I'm just feeding off your laugh. Can you grab it?
Okay.
Like I didn't see the movement. Like
I'm so confused.
It has nothing to do with my hands.
Are you sure?
So it has to do with the object. It has to do with the object.
But what about it?
Doesn't have to be the object.
Are you sure?
So it's what you're saying. See, he didn't give me a straight answer.
But, like, what are you saying for it to be open?
All I'm going to say is pay attention
to...
You have to look at me and you have to pay attention.
To your voice? I'm looking at you.
No, no, like, you have to actually, like... It's important that you see me.
I'm looking at you.
Can you do it with no object?
I'll do it with my finger. If I really needed to.
Do it.
All right. This is open. This right here is open. But this is closed. All right.
I think I got it.
Okay.
I think we're locked in. Wait, hold on. No, we're not locked in.
I'm not locked in.
So then what is this? What is that?
That's open.
That is open.
Okay.
You want to try it?
No.
So if this is open. This is open.
That's open.
Okay.
What is that?
That's also open.
You're open twice.
That is open.
I knew it.
So then what is this?
It's open three times.
You got it.
I got it?
I thought you got it.
Oh, you thought I got it.
It's close. It's close.
Well, obviously.
hey, good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
So this is closed, right?
Right.
What is this?
That's open.
Good job, right?
It's open.
You're telling me good job. It's
open.
You're telling me good job because it's closed.
It is closed. Ah! It is closed. It is closed. Ah!
But you don't got it, do you?
No. Okay.
See, that's the issue here.
All right. So then, what is this?
You're open.
You're openly gay. I'm sorry. You're closed. Because you bottle your emotions.
I am closed, and that's not the reason why.
And that's an issue, Gabe.
That's an issue. All right.
See, what this
Are you okay?
No! Continue.
Okay. All right. Remember, pay attention. Look at me. Look at me. All right.
Look at me.
This right here. This right here.
Right.
This is closed. This right here is closed right now.
Right.
All right, so this is...
Never mind.
This is closed. Okay, this is closed. This right here.
This right here.
See, like, he hasn't said this right here in a minute.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking it's like right.
But, like, out of nowhere, you're just going to be like, this right open. Here. Like, don't do that.
You know what? I'm tapping out. I don't care.
You're tapping out?
I'm tapping out too.
You're tapping out too?
Yeah.
Mouth.
What about your mouth?
What are your bitch ass mouth, bro?
This is open.
Okay.
This is closed.
What the fuck changed? You didn't do anything.
Your mouth barely, like, your mouth did not open and close.
This is open. This is closed.
Huh? Wait, do it again. See, I feel like it's like this is open.
His mouth is like opening and closing.
This is closed.
This is open. This is open. All right, this is open right now.
Okay.
But this is closed.
You cover your mouth. I couldn't see.
This is closed.
Yeah, he's closing and opening his mouth.
Is it like your teeth?
Like I'm opening and closing my mouth.
No, you're not. You're opening your mouth for both things.
I literally just said that.
He's opening his mouth for both things.
I saw him. He closed his mouth.
This right here, this is open.
Okay.
Right now, this is open.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But now it's closed.
Oh, it's like the after effect. Yeah, you're dumb. Yeah.
I'm dumb?
Yeah, you're off the show, bro. Yeah, you're getting kicked off. You're fired.
I had a good time. That was fun.
I didn't.
Yeah, we're going to cut your salary in half.
Yeah.
It already is cut. What do you mean?
You're going to have to share it with him.
You can't fire the kid, you. Huh? You can't find the
candy. No, I can't. I was just laughing.
Oh. Oh, my back hurts. All right, Gabe, end it because I'm my back. Me spalled.
Your back hurts. What you been doing?
Sitting
where?
On a toilet. Do y'all remember that thing?
Yeah, sitting on a toilet.
Sitting on a toilet.
All right, guys. Gotta pull out the notes.
I must have right. He gotta pull them up.
This guy. Gabe, this is episode 47.
Fuck it, then.
Do it.
Oh. All right. Thank you guys again.
By the way, guys, this is episode 47.
Thank you guys again for tuning in to another episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and I hope that this our topic didn't trigger any of you all. Please, if there's anything like this that's going on, speak out. Talk to your parents. Even though it is scary, it's the best thing you can do. Or talk to any guardian that you can actually trust. All right. I want to say thank you to Mr. Rick Dunn and MeU Radio Athens for allowing us to use this space. We wouldn't be able to have this podcast without them. If you guys want to, you guys can check us out on MeURadioAthens.com on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 a.m.
Thursdays and Fridays.
Thursdays and Fridays.
We almost had it.
I was close.
Yep.
And you guys want to, you guys can also check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, RSS.com, or anywhere you can really listen to your podcasts at TD3 Podcast.
The Deep End.
The Deep End.
Bro, forgot the name.
I forgot the name. I'm using the handles, my bad.
You're good.
And then if you guys want to, you guys can check us out on social media on Instagram and TikTok at TD3Pod.
Cast.
And then Twitter at TD3Pod. I am struggling.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
What about YouTube?
Oh, yeah. YouTube. Just go on the search bar, search up at TD3Podcast, and it should pop up. You will be able to see our logo and see our most latest episode, which is...
The last one? The last one before this? Episode 46?
It's already uploaded?
No, by the time they watch this,
that is true.
Obviously, I'm gonna upload that one before the game. Come on.
I'm sorry. You just haven't uploaded in a minute.
I know. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've been depressed. I've been lonely. I've been crying. I've been going through things, man. You've
been wondering if life has been open and closing.
I'm wondering if this shit's even worth it.
So while he's crying, we want to say thank you again.
This motherfucker.
Thank you guys again for tuning into this episode, and we really do appreciate you guys. Again, just thank you. And hopefully, I recommend you all to watch Cry on Set if you haven't seen it already. That is a big one.
Yup.
You guys didn't have any closing remarks?
We love y'all.
Y'all are pretty cool sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's crazy.
I'm just playing. I love y'all.
But we'll catch you guys next time in the deep end.
Bye.
TD3 out. Oh. Brr.